The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
South Carolina senators will be returning to the State House this week. A number of different topics on the agenda. Education bill, of course, you know, the House passed their version of education reform last year. Senate leaders will be hearing debate on their education overhaul bill. Could last a few weeks, we're told. A Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree spent part of last week explaining a number of sections of the bill, as the state senators will be covering that this year. Also, in the state Senate, we'll be hearing about an idea to raise the age from 65 to 75 for those who would be getting the call to serve on jury duty. That proposal by Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, the Edgefield Republican. He's on the line with us this morning. Spent a few minutes with us. Good morning, Senator. Glad to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. So South Carolina is currently has the lowest age in the country, I understand, tied with Mississippi as far as that cutoff age at 65 for jury duty. And you think maybe we need to take another look at that?
Yeah, I do. So you're right. So right now, if you are 65 years of age or older, you get an exemption from jury duty. Now, you can waive that. Sometimes people do waive that, and they're willing to stick around and serve. But state law provides for an exemption for everybody 65 years of age and older. And, you know, it seems to me that people are living longer, but not only that, but people are active later in life than in previous years, or are working or more engaged. And, you know, what I've seen, and I think a lot of people also see this, is that older folks, and when I say older, I mean people who are above the age of 65, and for the purpose of this conversation, people who are 65 years of age and older, they have a lot more experience. They are they're conscientious, they're fair-minded, they're deliberate, and I think those are the people that we need to have serving on our juries.
I was going to say, Senator, it sounds like the perfect juror to me.
Absolutely. And look, I get it. I mean, very few people actually want to serve on jury duty. But if you are in the position where you're in court and you need to have a jury, you want to have jurors who are going to be conscientious and fair-minded and deliberate. And it seems to me that those folks who have the most experience are better to serve in that capacity. And so I think we ought to raise that age limit for an exemption. And I think we'll have better juries because of it.
So your proposal is to push that age up to 75 then, right?
That's right. The way that I introduced it was to increase the exemption limit from 65 to 75. And I assume there'll be discussion about that. People may want to play with that number some, but I hope we can have a conversation about it. And I hope we can up that limit to some degree in order to get more people serving on juries. And I think, as I said before, I think you're going to have better juries because of it.
Sure, yeah. Well, it makes sense to me. I mean, when I saw the article and I saw that you were quoted by the Post and Courier in Charleston, you talk about, these age people, they have more life experience and they'd make better or good jurors. And, you know, I thought, yeah, hey, that makes sense. I mean, I can see that. So who do you think is likely to push back on this? I mean, do you see opposition to it?
Well, this is the legislative process, so you're going to get opposition.
I guess that was probably a dumb question, wasn't it?
No, I mean, I think that's just the nature of things. There will be opposition somewhere. And, you know, lots of times you don't know where it's going to come from until you have the subcommittee hearings and start hearing testimony and see what people have to say. But I'm going to be interested to hear what what some of the trial lawyers have to say. I'll be interested to hear what the AARP has to say. But look, I mean, I hope it's something that we can talk about and make some changes on, but you're not going to do anything unless you try.
Yep. Senator, I agree with you. When I saw this, I thought it makes perfect sense, and I appreciate you spending a few minutes of your morning with us. Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey, you're always welcome to check in with us.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it, and hopefully I can come back sometime.
All right, sure thing. We would welcome you. Have a great day.